Good morning. This is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, welcoming you again to our services online, and you can visit us at www.crossroadbc.com, where you can get more information as well as some of the written manuscripts on these messages. I want to remind you that we're going through a season now of the coronavirus where it is a real crisis. People are getting sick and people are dying. I pray that you take the necessary precautions of staying in, staying safe, and most of all, making sure you wash your hands and remain the social distancing. Make sure you comply with the social distancing. And I'm praying that God would bless all of us to not only make it through these times, but to be blessed in times like these. I want to begin this day with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your amazing love. Thank you for your transforming power. And I pray that you would speak clearly and speak deeply into our hearts, that we might know you as our living God, and that, Lord, we might trust you more and serve you better. Bless us now and bless our time together, that your people might be indeed used of you. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. There's a word from God that we want to bring you today, and it's from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My encouragement to you today is to stay strong. Stay strong in God. Stay strong in the things of God. And you know, it's remarkable that God would offer us his strength, and that's exactly what he's doing in these verses. Now, why does God offer us strength? Well, we have to understand that we get weak sometimes. Right now, there are a lot of people that are weak. There are a lot of people who are wondering, well, what's next in this process? I want to remind you that even though we're not in control, God is in control. He's the one that will take care of us. But through this, we can learn something about the strength of God and how we can remain strong in times like these. Now, you got to understand that all strength comes from God. Whether it be physical strength or mental strength, all of it comes from God. Intellectual strength, whatever energy, whatever power that we have, all of it has to come from God. Otherwise, we would not have any power. Now, to the carnal mind, they're probably thinking, well, let's just look at this from a natural sense, and let's look at it from the physical strength of where we need strength or energy. And certainly there are those that need that strength, and God provides that strength in our bodies so that we can endure and we can go about and do natural things. God also gives us mental strength. He gives us intellectual strength. All of this comes from this amazing God that we serve. But that's where the carnal mind gets to a limit. That's where the carnal mind can go no further. We're not only wrestling against things in this natural world, but we're wrestling against spiritual powers. The Bible describes it in Ephesians 6 as the powers of darkness that work in this world, the principalities, all of these things we're struggling against. And I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that yes, we do get weak. I'm speaking to some of you now that you're getting weak and you're not knowing what's next in this process. Well, that's where our strength comes from God. Now, you got to understand that every time you have a struggle and each time that God gives you strength, you're going to have growth or progress. It doesn't concern me that we're going through this, but what does concern me is that people are giving up. You've got to know that God was in control of this. He knew about it long before it happened. As a matter of fact, he knew before the beginning of time. And God had a plan and a purpose that his people, as they go through this struggle, there's not only deliverance, but we also have growth in that process. We've grown through our struggles, and that's because God has worked with us and he's worked through us. So there are three things I want to give you in this message that relates to God's strength. First of all, the proclamation of God's strength. Paul said something that had already had been proclaimed. God's strength is made manifest to those who are in weakness. Paul had known about this fact that the Lord God is our strength and he is our shield. Now in the New Testament, he's saying to us, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So there's the amazing proclamation of God's strength. But then there's the reassurance of God's provision. God's not simply going to tell you about his strength. God is going to give you his strength. He's going to make his strength available to you so that it can demonstrate not that you have the ability, but God gets the glory. Yes, he will strengthen you, and that is a provision that is made by God. But then finally, there's the promise. There's the promise of God's strength, the promise that he's made. Paul says, finally, brethren, be strong. How? In the Lord. Not from the Lord, but in the Lord, which means this strength comes from this almighty and all-powerful God that we serve. He makes his strength available to you and I. Be strong, not on your own, not as something that God would give you temporarily, but in the Lord. You are in Christ. You are in God. And then it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, which says to you, the promise is when you're at a place where you need to be strong, you can be strong in the power of God's might. Now, what about this power from God? What about this ability that comes from God, the proclamation of God saying to us, be strong in the Lord? You know, if it was something simply where we could handle it on our own, then all we need God to do is just strengthen our physical bodies. And certainly there are people that are praying that God would strengthen their immune system so that they can fight off not only this virus, but other diseases that people are facing. Remember, you got to understand that God is pouring this out. He's sending his gift into our lives. And there are a couple of things that I want to remind you about this coronavirus. First of all, it did not take heaven by surprise. It did not take heaven by surprise. God knew about it. God had planned for it. And you better believe when it says, be strong in the Lord, God has now given his strength so that you can be strong. But the second thing about this is that this is not the first plague, and it won't be the last plague. The plague that God brought on Egypt where the firstborn were destroyed, and certainly that was God delivering his people out of bondage, but he wanted them, and he said to them, I want you to go into your houses and do not come out. Does that sound familiar? Now you've got our government saying to us, you need to go indoors, you need to shelter in place, and you need to make sure that you're not exposed to this virus. Now, if the Israelites had come out of their houses, they too would have been impacted by that death that came upon the land. You've got to understand that God is sending this thing, but he's also giving you wisdom, strength of mind, to make it through these times. The third thing about this is that throughout history we've had to face these things, but also we want to learn some lessons. It's sad if you go through a struggle and you don't learn anything. You go through a problem or you face a crisis and you don't learn anything about God, anything about yourself, anything about prayer. Paul is saying to us that not only will God give you strength, but he's going to teach you through this process who you belong to. To be in God, you've got to belong to God. And by the way, if you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, the only way that you can be strong in the Lord is that you've got to accept him. There are a lot of people saying, oh, I'll do it on my own, or I'll just pray God have mercy on me, but I won't commit to him. Listen, you've got to commit to God, and you've got to say to him, Lord, I'm willing to follow your plan. So this didn't take God by surprise. Second thing, you want to learn something as we go through this process, but then you got to understand that this will not be the last emergency. This will not be the last crisis that we face in life. And I want to tell you something. The Bible doesn't talk about the world ending in a plague. The Bible talks about this world as we know it coming to an end with Jesus Christ coming back to the earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we're told that he will reign 1,000 years upon the earth. Now, I don't understand that, but God has given me the strength in my mind to where I can believe it in my heart, and I know that Jesus is real. So we all need power. We all need strength. And Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we've got to understand that not only does God proclaim this, but God provides it. The same way that God gives you bread to eat, the same way that God gives you ability to do things, God will also provide strength when you need strength. And notice that the strength has to be matched by the circumstance that you're in. So pray that God would give you strength right now and that it matches the circumstance that you're in, so that not only can you be delivered, but God can use you to deliver someone else. Here's what happened in the Bible. The Bible tells us that Samson was a strong man. God had blessed him physically. God had blessed this man so that he was one of the judges in Israel. But as we visit Judges chapter 6, we find out that through Samson's disobedience and his lack of paying attention to what God was telling him, he lost his strength. And the enemy came and gouged out his eyes, and now Samson is without strength. He's in prison. But guess what happens in Samson's life? Samson prayed that God would give him strength, and God gave him divine strength from on high. And that's the way that you and I need to do as we are facing weakness. We need to pray that God would give us strength. And guess what? God will provide. The Bible tells us that he will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Heaven ain't broke. Maybe our governments and maybe people that are going through this time of difficulty and struggle, they're running to the end of their resources. But guess what? There's the abundance of God's mercy that he will pour out from heaven. He said, if you trust me, if you believe me, if you honor me, I'll open the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Many people in the Bible have grown weak. Many people needed strength, and God gave them that strength. Jesus, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying fervently, so much so that in his passion, his blood began to drip through his vein, through the skin and it began to come out of his pores where Jesus prayed. And the Bible tells us in Luke 22 and 43 that there appeared an angel from heaven who strengthened him. And the same way that God strengthened his own son, we are in Christ, and God will strengthen us in Christ so that we can run on and do his will. We can serve him faithfully and know that God is in control. Hallelujah. Thank God he is in control of this circumstance, and he's in control of this situation. But our question is, what will happen after this? What will happen in our lives after this? Once we get over the emergency, do we not need God anymore? And that's where his promise comes in. And that's where we have to look at this as a sense of belonging to God and God belonging to us. We belong to him. We are in Christ. So he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, I was told when I was going through grade school and taking English and in high school, we learned that the word in is a preposition. It is a preposition. And I want to break that up, because the word in, it means that now you're modifying the noun. You're modifying the noun in the sentence. Please notice what I'm saying. If you are in the preposition, if you're in fear, you're under the power of that fear. If you consider yourself to be in a trial that you can't get out of, then you being in that, you've modified who you are. Now, I want to tell you something. You're a child of God. And we belong to God. We belong in Christ. Now, I realize that in the original Greek, which the text was written in, it didn't really have prepositions and all those things, but it did have the language that said who you are. Now we're in Christ Jesus. Now we have overcome the world. Now we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And the Bible even says, who shall separate us? If you're in Christ, the book of Romans says, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Neither height nor depth nor angels nor principalities nor coronavirus nor any other thing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to understand that you're in Christ. Notice it is a preposition. A preposition. I want to play on words right here, because many of you have prepositioned yourself. Oh, what are we going to do now? We're running out of food. We're running out of toilet paper. We're running out of this. Listen, if you preposition yourself in Christ and know that your soul is anchored in him, wherever your position is, that's where you can claim your supply. That's where you can claim that you belong to God. And some way, somehow, God will make a way out of no way. when the children of Israel got into the middle of the wilderness because they were in God under his cloud. Notice they were pre-positioned for God to supply all of their need. And God took care of them. And it was only through their own complaining that they died. They could have lived all the way to the promised land, but many of them, they kept complaining, they kept grumbling, just like some of you. You're complaining and grumbling, but you know what? Every day I wake up, I thank God for another day. And I say to myself, this is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So make sure that your position matches your promise. Make sure that your position in Christ, that you know that there's not a day on earth that God won't take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever be tired, like the old hymn says, God will take care of you. Here's something else that you got to understand in these last days that we're living in. Luke 21 and verse 26 says, the hearts of men will be failing them for fear. Notice the hearts of men, not the hearts of those who are in the Lord. And they are strong in the power of his might. But the hearts of men are failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. But a child of God doesn't need to be shaken up. Yeah, you need to shake up to use your gift, but you don't need to be shaken up with fear, shaken by the anxiety, shaken by the falling of things. Paul gives us this reassuring word. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. So not only does all power come from God, but God gives us the promise of his strength. So where does this promise apply? It applies whether you're out in the world. It applies through every struggle you're going through. It applies in every circumstance that you face. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you know why it said that? Because in fearful times, you need to trust God and not trust your own understanding. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the power of love and of a sound mind. That means a sober mind. Be sober-minded. God is still good. God is still good. And I want to tell you something. He pours out his mercy in our lives. If you understand what I'm talking about, the fear that people have, it's contagious. The anxiety that people are facing, it is contagious. But power is also contagious. Faith is also contagious. Sharing the word of Christ is also contagious. We can go and we can strengthen someone else by the very words that we are using and by the language that we use. Listen to what Paul says here. He says, finally, brethren. So I want to close with this. The last thing you want to do is give up. The last thing that you want to do is stop praying. The last thing that you want to do is be overcome by what's happening to you. Because those things do not give the final word over your life. The power of God is the one that gives the final word over your life, and he's the only one that has authority. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Let me encourage you today, stay strong. Stay strong in Christ, because that's where your dependence is. How do you stay strong in the Lord? First of all, pray for strength. Jesus did it. Samson did it. David did it. So why not you? Daniel did it. All of the saints of God, they prayed to God for strength. But the second thing that you got to do, you got to remind yourself who God is. You got to remind yourself how big God is. Don't tell God how big the problem is. Tell the problem how big your God is. And God can make a way out of no way. But the third thing, operate in God's strength. Don't just say, well, I'm going to be strong and then you do nothing. God did not call us to inactivity. Right from your home, you can reach out and pray for people. You can call people. You can contact them. Right while you have this time and you're sheltered in place, you can say that my anchor is in Jesus, but I'm reaching out, I'm sharing his word, I'm praying for people, and I'm going to do good to others. And remember, as we come through this, you're going to have to emerge as a strong child of God. You're going to have to emerge as someone who knows all about the love of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now is our time to demonstrate this. I want to close by giving you a little story. We grew up in the country, and we didn't have running water. As a matter of fact, we had to run and get the water, whether it's from the spring or from the well. And when we would go to get water, there were times when the rain hadn't come, and so the spring would dry up and the well would dry up. Now, man can do a lot of things, but you can't make it rain. You cannot do that. And right when the well was almost dry, right at the place where we would have to go and look for water from other places, we see that cloud coming up out of the south. And God would pour out the rain because he is a faithful God. God has not forgotten about you. If this God could send the rain on the earth, and by the way, he didn't just give it for the believer, he gave it for the unbeliever. If God was that faithful to all of the earth by sending his rain, don't you know that God is not finished with pouring out blessings? There shall be showers of blessing if you just hang on and be strong in the Lord. Now is not the time to lose your faith. Now is not the time to lose heart. Now is the time to trust God. Let us pray. Father, thank you again for this message. I pray that you touch the hearts of your people with your truth. May they be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.